setting the bar time. Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, is this actually a setting the bar story slash money grab, or do you think it's actually okay advice? The CEO of Kellogg's catching a little heat for saying, hey, you know what? You could save a lot of money for just eating cereal for dinner.
Some of the things that we're doing is first messaging. We got to reach the consumer where they are. So we're advertising about cereal for dinner. If you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable. The price of a bowl of cereal with milk and with fruit is less than a dollar.
Okay, so I mean, look, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong, but is that the most nutritious meal to have for dinner?
But it's, here's the thing, it's coming across as Marie Antoinette like a...
Let them eat cake!
On social media.
From that movie.
Yeah.
Sherman and Mr. Peabody.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, people are saying, look, if you, if you're eating like Frosted Flakes, say,
right,
for supper, it might land the wrong way with consumers. Plus, Kellogg's cereals tend to be a little bit more expensive than others. So,
okay,
even that, but, you know, he's hoping it's becoming a trend, and I'm sitting there going, breakfast for dinner ain't a new thing.
No, it's not a new thing, but I don't think cereal has typically been a part of it. It's the eggs, it's the, you know, the bacon, biscuits, it's like the full hash browns. That's kind of how we do dinner.
You went to college, though.
Sure did.
Did you eat cereal round the clock in college?
I didn't know.
You didn't do that.
I was never really a big cereal eater. I did know I enjoyed some Cookie Crisp back in the day.
See,
when I was a kid.
I am the son of a dentist, so we never had sugary cereals growing up.
Yeah.
When I got to college,
you discovered them.
I discovered, what is it? Lucky Charms.
Oh.
And I had Lucky Charms 3 times a day. For breakfast.
Wow.
Because they're in the dining area.
Oh,
They just had it there. Well, like you could just...
They're just going to offer it to you.
They just had it there. So I'd go and I'd have a bowl and, you know, before like my class in the morning.
So you existed through your college years just straight on
at
cereal.
At least my freshman year in college, I ate almost for 85% of my meals cereal.
Wow.
Yeah. And of
did
those,
you pick out the marshmallows and just eat those by themselves? That's the best part of that cereal.
And of the 85% of cereal that I had, I would say 90% of it was Lucky Charms.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios was the other.
For the health.
Yeah. I was thinking, Cheerios is good.
Yeah.
So I'd rock
health food.
I'd rock the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yes. Okay. Wow.
But yeah, that's landing a little bit different. That's landing a little bit askew for some on the internet that are like, buddy, you're a millionaire.
Right.
You know?
I am Cookie Crisp. I am Count Chocula.
Uh-huh.
I am Cocoa Pebbles.
I never liked the cereal that turned your milk chocolate.
That was the best kind of chocolate milk.
No,
what are you talking about?
No.
That was authentic.
No.
It was authentically made. There's a byproduct of the cereal, which made amazing that you finish,
but
the bowl is clean after that.
Yeah, but
you're drinking it.
Well, I'm drinking the milk anyways.
Yeah, no, but the chocolate milk, though, from the chocolatey cereals is the best chocolate milk.
No, if you're rating chocolate, if you're rating chocolate milk.
Yes.
Chocolate milk that you buy as chocolate milk or that you make yourself with like Nesquik.
Yes,
Nesquik, or whatever.
Yes.
Is going to be 100% times better than
the
chocolate
milk
residue that you get.
Complimentary to that meal. Complimentary. Fight me on it.
All right.
We've done this debate before. What cereal leaves the best milk? You've died on the hill of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch has been your jam for years.
Absolutely. Cinnamon Toast Crunch does leave a delicious, cinnamon, sugary, sweet milk.
Anything choco-licious.
Yeah.
I'm going for.
All right. So anyways, that's your setting the bar story. I want to know.
Where did we land on this? Are we putting our stamp of approval on the cereal for breakfast?
I mean, I've been doing cereal for breakfast for years, but I'm just saying the setting the bar part is the fact that he's a millionaire and it looks like he's just saying, hey, try eat my product.
Because it's cheap.
Because it's, yeah, inexpensive.
Well, he's, you know what? I think he's trying to reach the audience where they are. He knows times are tough. And so he's trying to, you know, talk on their level.
Sure. It's coming across, though, as... all right. So anyways, would love to know the weird cheap meals that you loved as a kid. Like as a kid growing up, maybe your parents did give you cereal three times a day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ben's trying to make a menu because he's the only parent in the house for a while. And he just needs some ideas kid.
Hey, how about some toast and orange slices? Yeah? All right, perfect.
Putting together a little cookbook.
All right, so we'll get to some of that. Your stories on the way on 99.7 DJX.